Yeah, dream on， 我先把梦想背上，选择好的号码把它刻在背上，总冠军的宝座还没打算退让，还未够的开胃跟世界对抗。欢迎收听由中信兄弟、中信特工、中信飞牡蛎共同制作的 Podcast 节目《兄弟你来说》，每周三的值日生日特工，我是今天的主持人特兵，特工小编 Weber。我第一次念开场白，扣几？第一次卡词。好，那今天这一集呢，很特别，就是我们要一样邀请到的是特工的翻译小郭。那听到小郭出来，大家应该也知道这集的来宾是谁了。
嗨，又是我，我们又要开启英文模式。
对对，大家可能这一集，当然在节目开始之前，还是要提醒大家，就是如果你对这一集的来宾或者是对特工很有兴趣的话，那 YouTube 都有英文的、中文的翻译的字幕，所以大家也可以到 YouTube 去观看。那个小郭，我们这一集要来聊邀请到的来宾是谁？
我们这一集邀请到的来宾算是蛮接地气的一位洋将。
嗯，
对。然后他跟队友也有很多非常有趣的互动，
他跟
所以希望今天这个内容会带来很多有趣的笑料。
他跟 KK 谁比较接地气？
我觉得 KK 可能因为比较有一些语言天分，
嗯哼，
所以他会跟球迷会有更多的互动。
嗯，
那 Eddie 他比较会的是就是
游山玩水，
对，游山玩水，真的有一，我现在就马上讲好了。他有一次我要去宿舍的時候
，You don't know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I'm just listening.
来，你先讲，我们再把他请出来。
对，他有一次我要去宿舍找另外一位选手的时候，他牵着他老婆要去公车站，我说你们要去哪里？他宿舍在新店哦，他跟我说他要去野柳，
野柳，哇、wow, okay. ，
坐公车。做工的我都不知道要怎么做。
是台湾人基本上不会这么尝试。
对对对。
好 ，OK， now please welcome Eddie
Edgaras.
Yes, hello everybody. I'm Ed, just Ed.
OK, please show us some Chinese Mandarin. First
Chinese Mandarin.
Yeah.
你好。
哦。
OK.
What else?
And
听不懂。
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 OK.
What is your name? Chinese name.
Ed.
No. Pronunciation like Chinese.
Like Chinese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like how I always call you.
Yeah.
How you always call me?
Ida.
Yeah. Less Chinese.
I think so. This is this accent.
Okay. So, Ed, please share us that now your feelings to join us on a podcast.
It is your first time to participate in a radio show like this,
yep.
right? Interview.
Yes, we can say like this is the first time I have in Lithuania, but not like this format.
Okay.
This is a phone or this is Zoom, Skype, something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
I could tell he liked this because when he walked in to the studio, you know, he started playing with the microphone.
Ooh. Really? You like this?
How to say I'm like this? But... I like this.
It's a new thing. It's a new thing for
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
right?
new experience. Everything is
that's because you like talking or you know.
Yeah,
share
I'm very communicable guy who like to talk with everybody. And for me, it's experience. For me, is I know new people, new everything. No, it's for me this.
Okay.
By doing this, there will be more fans knowing you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So first of all, we want to know that Eddie, what motivates you to come play in Taiwan?
New experience, new country, new everything. How to say?
Oh.
When I'm coming here, is for me, it's like a new world. How I say everybody when asking for me how is Taiwan, because it's different for my country and European country, and something like that.
Did you know? Did you hear heard about Taiwan before you came here?
Of course,
really.
Of course. Because my friend played in Taiwan.
Oh.
It's Šeškus, maybe Edvinas Šeškus.
Okay.
Yes, maybe you heard about
the player who played in SBL, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And plus is
Liga Ida.
一模一样的。
对对对，长
得一模一样。
没有，就是名字也叫 Ida。
名字也叫 Ida。
Okay, Eddie. You.
And then play this is Zaitsev.
Zaitsev, okay.
Zaitsev for beer from Ukraine.
Fubon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, of course, we know of Taiwan. And most of our country, Lithuania, they helped Taiwan, and they have now an embassy, Taiwan embassy in Lithuania, and very good relationship with Taiwan, Lithuania. Yep.
So before you came to Taiwan to play in basketball, you know Cesar?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Play together?
Yes.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
That's we don't know before.
With Cheskus, we played together.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like I know him. Very good.
So your whole career before you came to Taiwan, that's all in Europe, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how do you feel?
In Europe, I play in Europe, I play in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, okay.
And Egyptian play.
You did?
Yes.
Middle East. Wow.
Yes. How to say it's new experiences, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. So what motivates you to come to Taiwan?
For new experience, here, I want to see how they play here basketball, I want to see how people living here, and for interesting.
any stories that you can share to us, because we know that import players maybe have an interview, right, before you sign with the team. You and Danny? No?
Nope.
Okay.
I was with interview. I don't remember. I have interview when I'm coming.
No, he didn't have it.
You didn't have?
No, because my so built English is it's not as it's not an easy just come.
Okay. So Eddie, share to us that we have talked about players from Europe that is more independent than American players. How do you think about that? What do you think?
How to say, not everybody is, maybe it's more like how to say, old players, they can understand and can something do by yourself, because when coming young players, and now is a new era, how to say, for the young player, for young people, it's, you know, it's difficult world for me. And I'm boring, and I was young, because we do every by yourself, and don't expect help for another anything for another people. And for me, it's like it's normal, you know.
Yeah, Eddie take care of himself very much and very well. His wife as well.
He's the in Chinese we say, 天使洋将.
Exactly. Angel imports player.
Angel.
You're like an angel. You take care of yourself very much.
Yeah.
Very well. I don't have to worry about you.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about
you. He can work for him because he can't worry about me. It's the need or something.
How do you feel, Eddie? Yeah. Where are you? Now?
I'm not that. I'm okay with this.
And let me tell you what he's doing right now on his phone.
Okay.
You know, not just the radio, not just the podcast show. He's ordering food for his wife on the Uber apps right now.
Ooh.
Right now. So he can track where the food at on his phone. Yeah.
Happy wife.
Happy life.
Yes. Yes.
This Tanya!
This is the rules of all world. Happy wife, happy life.
Okay. So
happy translator, happy life.
okay. So
it's the new rules.
The reason that why we asked that question is because we knew that you knows how to take MRT, right? And you went to computer market by yourself. Why did you want to do that?
First, because I very rarely love technology. And when I know that you have two big buildings for 10 floors, full electronic, everything, funny things, for me, it's like I don't know how to say it.
Whole new world.
Exciting.
Yeah,
exciting.
Thank you. It's a good translator.
Okay.
And yes, I go there. For me, it's like I'm very like to go to shop. Example for the, this is the electronic shop. It's for me, it's like I'm relaxed with it. I'm watching what's coming new, what they have, or the price and everything. So it's something like that.
Okay, where we went before in Taiwan? How many places you go?
You know how to see for all places. My wife, no. Because he's looking, she's watching. When I have the day off, and she said, where do we want to go? we decide to the evening when we want to go, and we go there because I don't say how many and where. I can show you for the Google Maps where it was.
But you don't know where it is.
How the name? I don't know. You know. But we try to go a lot of places. So
say some names.
Tell us the places.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned in Chinese at the beginning of this podcast show, I told Weber that one, you know, like 6 months ago, I ran into you and Tanya walking downhill to the bus station. You guys are taking the bus to Yeliu.
Yes.
Remember the beach?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the Queen Head.
yes. We was there. We walking for this. We were Queen, and we was in the hotel. Don't live in go there. Hotel, but this is like a flyer, analog. It's aliens flyer, like a hotel. I don't know how they say it, but it'd be amazing. It's one popular place.
可能是一个装置艺术啊潜水湾不知道
a lot of one more place, but when I'm an injury, we just stop it for this. When my wife is just walking somewhere, it's not far away from here. Not because it's for when you go together, it's more funny and something like that.
Okay, which place impress you the most in Taiwan?
Hot springs.
Oh, you went with a coach.
No, we can't talk about this here. But we was in like that place what you don't can go.
What do you mean that?
I mean, you know, like it's for that place is like a big
volcano.
Okay.
And this is go to be a lot of water, hot water over there. And when we go, my wife for the forums somewhere. And we must go. When we was there, when we going, it wasn't crazy, because say if you see this police, it's be a big problem.
Okay.
But we walk there, and people go there, and we asking where we go, or we can go there. They say yes, but need to know how. And we asking.
I think there must be some misunderstanding of the information of that place, because as I know, that place is a very famous tourist attraction in Beitou, Liuhuanggu.
Okay.
I saw the picture you and Tanya posted on Instagram, so I know that place. It's everything is legal. Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's just you know, when me and my wife were watching this forum.
Hello.
Hello.
Please.
Phil. We got a problem.
I'm in trouble.
What's the trouble? Phil.
If you're in jail, I don't understand English.
sorry. What? What? Don't call me again. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you have any, you know, difficult transitioning the train? Anyone help you?
Yes. First time when I'm go to the MRT, just help one girl for understand how need to understand this is MRT. But it's very easy. It's very simple, very easy.
Yeah, the map tells you where to go, right?
But this map don't tell where I am.
That's right.
I have one interesting situation when we must change the bus and must go to the for one street to the another street.
Okay.
But you don't have this is when can people walk? Just white line and just it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a little bit strange because it's not comfortable when you're going and you're for your back and going cars.
Mm-hmm.
And just for me, not like, you know, but it's normal. We go there for the street. Mm-hmm.
Okay, something I knew that something surprised you in the computer market, right?
Yeah, it's not what
that's
surprise. Oh, this is
graphic card.
It's all not all, but as a lot of electronic devices is cheaper.
Okay.
Much cheaper for my country, because while I'm buy here a laptop, I'm buy cheaper for 30% here, cheaper for Lithuania.
Wow.
Oh, mentioning, speaking of this, I gotta mention one thing. Egaris did everything without me, like buying the computer, the laptop, and then like a month ago, his laptop was broken. Something is dead.
Okay.
It doesn't work anymore. So he called Asus by himself, and he called the service.
Okay.
To send the express guy to bring it over and send it back by himself.
Wow.
Without me. Amazing.
We have Google translated.
Yeah, he called a service by himself. That's impressive.
Okay. So you love gaming?
Yes.
Which game you playing?
Now I play Valorant and I'm playing Counter-Strike 2.
Okay.
Then I'm waiting. This is, of course, I'm waiting a lot of games.
Wow.
You know, but I'm playing, this is for my favorite game, I think so, is Last of Us.
Oh.
It's an amazing story. I really like, and it's not some far away. It's not far away. Just this show. This is Last of Us. It's very interesting to watch the show when you finish the game.
You know, we have an e-gaming team, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So
what kind of the games? League of Legends.
League of Legends.
Popular. And just that, or something else?
League of Legends. So, do you have any interest to join that
team? Yes,
piece?
I know this is game I play sometimes, but for me more is Counter-Strike.
Okay, so you like playing games, so you are using high quality car right now?
Yes.
Really?
No, how to say, I changed laptop after 3 years.
Oh.
Every 3 years I change laptop.
Wow.
Yeah,
真的。
Yeah.
I remember you told me that you were surprised about like we having so the market in the market we had they have so many graphic cards, because back then at that timing all around the world, like, you cannot find so many graphic cards.
Yeah.
And you told me the reason. I forgot, because you told me, what's the reason, you remember?
You know how to say, yes, because this is like a starting boom. This is mining.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people from my countries and Bitcoin mining. Mm. Yeah, well, no, I'm living in Ukraine and I'm living in Lithuania.
Yeah,
and there are a lot of people buying this is video cards, and then video cards they start men expensive. It's two times or maybe three times expensive for video cards, because a lot of people is wanna. Mining. When I come here and see, I was normally priced, and you have choice, a lot of choice, and she was, how to say, a little bit, not I say shock, but was how to say, wow.
Okay.
And here is not mining in Taiwan.
I don't know.
I'm not involved in that.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, so most of the time, the girlfriend and the wives, you know, they hate their husband and boyfriend only, you know, falling in love with the games. What does Tanya, his wife is named Tanya, feel about you playing?
She don't have chance. Something to say or something like that, because
really? Oh,
you sure?
I'm sure. This is for me. It's like I don't know. Like I say, it's bad, but for me, it's like for relax when I have a hard day or difficult day. For me, it's like I take to the game. I forgot all problems, everything. I'm just 2 hours playing the game. For me, it's like I don't know how to say, relax, spa, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, when we just starting to the relationship with Tanya, I play video games and she noticed, and I always play video games.
So that kind of like the between you two kind of like have a balance, right?
Yes, you know how to say, she more easy person. I'm more like not easy person.
For a minute. You don't know what to say, right?
No, I'm like, I can just stay at home and need to go somewhere. Oh, let's go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My wife is need to everything to think or need that go or don't need that go. How many times we must spend it for this trip?
I need to plan it.
Plan. Okay. For me, no. Okay, let's go. Oh, okay. There. I'm almost like that. Huh. Mm-hmm. And to know us, we have balance.
So, your wife live with you, right?
Yeah.
Here.
Yes.
So, was there anything that she needs to adapt at the beginnings?
Like
the life
food
in Taiwan
or
yeah.
whatever.
Also you can share yourself.
How to say, for me it's more adaptive for food. It's more like, I don't know. So no, it's not a big deal for adapt here because it's more the same food like an Europe. Like rice,
okay.
Like spaghetti and the noodles you have. Yeah, you hear more spicy.
Yep.
More spicy, yes, this. But for wife, more maybe it's more difficult was with time difference. Because for my country here,
6 hours.
Now six, because we coming to the
winter
time.
Yeah. And this is earthquake. A little bit need to understand what is all happening a lot of times.
Even if you even if he said that the jet lag, I mean the time difference. I remember on the day that he flew here this season, and I told him, Eddie, there's gonna be a team barbecue at the office. You wanna join us? He didn't hesitate. Okay, I will go.
No, because I have plan, you know. If I after flying I go to sleep, I wake up to evening. Or yep. Evening what I do. Or play video games or something like that. And then morning again I sleep. But if I all day to do something, because when I'm flying we have a lot of things in practice. We go to practice, we say hello with team.
Yeah. You do that.
Everything in this barbecue after practice and I must do it. And after when I'm back, I go to sleep evening, and this season I have more easy. This is time different, more easy to reduce. How to say? It's 2-3 days, and I'm be like I don't leave Taiwan.
Because we all saw that you probably will how to say that. To sleep, but you show on the court.
Yes. Everybody think about it, but
yeah, that's really surprised.
Surprise.
Okay, so any traditional food you two try?
I try tofu. No, tofu, stinky tofu. I try, but this how to say just
it's good.
If you not breathe,
no, it's good.
It's okay.
It smells good.
It smells perfect. And something else, Jonah, my teammate Jonah.
Yep.
Yeah, he gave me to try, but it was not bad. But like everybody else looking, is like, But no, I really like to try new food. How they looking? How they tasty and something like that. It's how I say. I like to take the new experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which one is your favorite in Taiwan? The food.
Food.
Yeah.
What's a favorite?
You can tell us that spaghetti or you know.
Spaghetti and pasta. That's Western.
Yeah, McDonald's.
No.
Yeah,
no.
What is your favorite here?